I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Paying four-year lows for gasoline. I bought gasoline yesterday for $2.16 a gallon, and I thought I had won the lottery. But then I got to thinking, if gasoline prices are this low, it probably means oil prices are low as well, and that's not necessarily a good thing for Louisiana's oil economy. So we asked Greg Upton to join us, the director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Good morning, Professor Upton.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Had a little frost to scrape off my windshield this morning. That was slightly inconvenient, and it's a little chilly outside. But other than that, all is well. But I guess it puts us in the holiday spirit, right? It's that time of year.
That's right. I love the chilly weather.
So I paid $2.16 a gallon for gas at Sam's yesterday, and I thought, man, I'm saving a lot of money. I was actually filling my wife's monster SUV, and it has a 30-gallon tank. So I was calculating, you know, if I was paying $3 a gallon, I saved enough to buy lunch by paying $2.16 a gallon. But then I started thinking, wait a minute, is this good for Louisiana's economy? So where do things stand right now in terms of oil prices as related to gasoline prices and with these forecasts that they're going to get even lower next year?
Yeah, so it's kind of a double-edged sword, low oil prices for Louisiana, and I'll tell you why. So we really have two parts of the sector here. On one hand, you have what's called the upstream oil and gas extraction and services sector. And for those, think about the folks that are doing the geological research of what is underground, drilling the wells and producing the hydrocarbons, and then transporting those hydrocarbons to market. But on the other side of it, you have the petrochemical industry. And so that, of course, includes refining, chemical manufacturing, the export of natural gas in the form of liquefied natural gas. And they are actually impacted very differently by the prices than the upstream industry. And so if you go back to, let's say, pre-2014, before the 2014 price crash that we had in Louisiana, which, of course, oil was $100 a barrel at the time. Gas was, you know, around $4 a gallon, very expensive. And then we had the oil price crash, where the price went down actually to $30 a barrel in just a few months. That actually put Louisiana into a recession. We lost about 18,000 jobs in that upstream oil and gas sector. And then, of course, the price did bounce back, but we actually never gained those jobs back. And the reason is the efficiencies within the sector, where production has continued to climb within our region, but we just don't need the same amount of jobs to do that. Then again, we had the pandemic, which, of course, oil prices dropped again because there was less demand. And again, we lost about 8,000 or so jobs within that recession that was induced by the pandemic. And today, we're about half the jobs within that upstream oil and gas sector than we had pre-2014. You're correct. This last year has been a tough year for that upstream oil and gas sector. We estimate right now between 2024 and 2025, and of course 25 is not over yet, and there will also be revisions to the data, but we estimate about an additional 1,000 jobs were lost, or about 4% of the total jobs. And again, I'm going to highlight that this is happening at the same time that we're seeing increases in production. And if you look at our neighbor Texas and nationally, the trends are very, very similar in that you need less workers to produce more oil and natural gas.
So suddenly I'm starting to feel a little guilty about enjoying low gasoline prices because coupled with the efficiencies and the improvements in the way they do things, sounds like that if I'm paying less and less for gas, that means we have fewer and fewer high-paying oil and gas jobs in the state.
So that is true, but there's the flip side of it, which is the folks that manufacture those hydrocarbons, and they produce things like liquid fuels, which of course includes gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel, chemicals, plastics, fertilizers, all of these products that are either derived from hydrocarbons or are very, very energy intensive to produce. And over the same period that we've seen that upstream oil and gas sector shrink in Louisiana, we've seen an expansion of that petrochemical sector, over $100 billion of investment, and that has led to an increase in exports. So we export these products all over the world, and the employment in those sectors has actually steadily climbed over that time period.
Has it climbed as much as the losses in the oil patch?
So the direct employment within those sectors has not climbed as much as the direct job losses in the oil patch. But the key to that is there are a lot of those what are called indirect jobs. So think of the engineering service firms, the industrial construction firms, and there are actually more of those indirect jobs in the petrochemical space than there is in the upstream space. I don't know if it's exactly a one for one, but certainly it's impacted different parts of the sector differently, which of course means different parts of the state differently, depending upon which part of the sector that you have more exposure to.
We're talking with Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. When we come back, we'll take a look at what 2026 looks like in terms of both the economics of the jobs that are related to oil and gas on both sides of that coin that he described, and what we should expect at the pump in terms of gasoline prices after we check on WWL traffic. Talking with Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies, about how we've seen a shift in where the jobs are related to oil and gas in Louisiana. What's the forecast for next year in terms of the price of oil and the price of gas and how that's going to affect the market?
Yeah, so both oil and natural gas prices are forecasted to be kind of flat over the next year or so. And so if we look at the inflation-adjusted price of oil, for example, our kind of long-term view is that that'll bounce around in the $60 to $65 a barrel range. And right now we're at $59 a barrel. And so it probably will go up a little bit, again, into that $60 to $65 a barrel range. But again, that's kind of a relatively low price that we're seeing today we would anticipate seeing in the future. How does that translate into gasoline prices? I'm looking at futures markets here. Right now in Louisiana, we're around $2.50 a gallon, something in that range. We'll probably see them creep up into the summer months, as is normal. So typically, the price of gasoline is cyclical. So it'll likely stay, again, if futures markets are accurate, you'll likely stay below that $3 a gallon range this summer.
All right. So we should continue to enjoy these relatively lower gasoline prices as we continue into 2026. We were talking about jobs earlier. There was a lot of hype about new...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Alternative energy jobs in Louisiana, whether it was offshore turbines, whether it was solar, or whether it was research into other means of generating energy. How has that shifted and changed over the past year, and what do you expect coming up?
Yeah, so there are really two big parts of the supply chain that we were looking at. Number one was solar energy. We had a lot of projects for solar energy that were really moving forward rapidly. And then we also had some excitement in offshore wind. Now, I think offshore wind was probably a few years out because of the timeline of those larger projects. But both the solar and the wind has really, really slowed a lot this last year. And the reason for that, on the offshore wind side, there were regulatory changes at the federal level that really halted a lot of those projects. And at the same time, we also had the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which was passed, which prematurely sunset some of the tax credits for wind and solar that were passed and extended under the Inflation Reduction Act from the prior administration. And so one of the kind of themes of this year's outlook that we'll be officially releasing tomorrow is really that uncertainty, that policy uncertainty, and how it's driving investment. So we've definitely seen a slowdown on wind and solar. Another area that we're excited about is hydrogen production. So the legislature just finished up a hydrogen task force, which I had the opportunity to sit on. And so we are seeing hydrogen projects moving forward. And those hydrogen can, of course, be used as a fuel. It can also be used as fertilizer, which is the historic reason that we've used hydrogen. But there's this shift to perhaps using it as a fuel. And, of course, the carbon intensity of the hydrogen production is very important, and there are tax credits for that. So those are kind of the futuristic, if you will, growth areas of low-carbon energy that we'll likely see moving forward.
And we know we'll get the full report out tomorrow, but in a nutshell, how healthy is the energy sector in Louisiana now, and what do you expect moving forward?
So for the upstream, we've lost about 1,000 jobs or 4% over the last year, so it's been a tough year. We are forecasting that that's going to rebound a little bit. We might gain about 500 of those jobs back, or about 2%, but not reach that, where we were a year ago, and then flat in 27 and 28. And then in the refining and chemical sector, we've actually gained about 1% of our jobs this last year. So that was about 480 jobs, and we expect that to continue to grow over the next 2 to 3 years.
Professor Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies, we'll look forward to the full report coming out tomorrow. And thank you so much for giving us a preview here this morning on WWL.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye now. Well, folks, I'm going to continue to be happy that we're paying low gasoline prices and not feel too guilty about it, because it sounds like overall, while we are seeing losses in some areas, we're seeing gains in others. Things are relatively stable, and I like low gasoline prices. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We're back after the news here on WWL. 7:51, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on your Tuesday morning. As we wrap up 2025, Americans were surveyed about how did it go this year? How was your 2025? And overwhelmingly, the most common answer was, meh, it was okay. Only 10% of those surveyed across the country said they had a great year. Only 20% across the country said it was a bad year. Overall, people were somewhere in the middle, 70% thinking it was just okay. And I find that interesting, because if you listen to the political rhetoric that we've been dealing with all year, I would have expected it to be more 50-50, with people who support the Trump administration and the MAGA Republicans thinking it was the best year ever, and folks who are more liberal and Democrats thinking it was the worst year ever. But apparently more than politics play a role in how people feel about their how their year went. So I'm interested to hear from you. You can call me or text me right now at 504-260-1870 and tell me, how was 2025 for you? Now, given we have 3 weeks left in the year, it's not over yet, and things could dramatically change for the better or for the worse. But to this point, how was your 2025? And it got me thinking about mine. And I've had turmoil and celebration this year. I've had some really good things happen in my family and my friend circle this year and here at work, but I've had some bad things happen as well. I just choose to focus on the good things. And I don't know that I can weigh the good versus the bad and come out with an overall answer on, you know, if it was overall better or worse. But I choose to think about the good things. You know, I got a raise. I signed a new contract here at WWL. That's good. My youngest son got married this year, and that's good. We had several babies join our family this year, and that's good. And so I focus on all of the good things. I don't ignore the challenges, and I don't ignore the bad things. I don't ignore bad things that have happened outside of my immediate circle, in the world, in the state, in the city, because there have been a lot of really bad things. And particularly being in the news business, we talk a lot about all of the bad things that happen. But I'm going to choose to be happy and focus on the good things. I want to hear from you. 504-260-1870 right now. Overall, so far, has your 2025 been a good year, a bad year, or a okay year, as 70% of Americans say? One person did just text us and say that there are significant delays northbound on the causeway for 5 to 6 miles approaching that construction now on the northbound side. So do be aware of that. We'll keep an eye on it. Overall, though, traffic has been lighter than usual the last couple of weeks. Good year, bad year, somewhere in between. Call me and text me now, 504-260-1870. We'll see what you have to say after this. So only 10% of Americans surveyed said they had a great year for 2025. 20% said they had a bad year. 70% are somewhere in the middle. James called in and said he had a great year because he retired this year. Well, congratulations, James. Somebody else texted us and said, I just got off of a Viking cruise from Barcelona to Rome. It's been a great year. Somebody else says, it's been an okay year, but it's on the upswing. And then there's this text at 504-260-1870. Congratulations, Dave. Thank you for your perspective. I'm going to focus on the good, too. My daughter got married, and I'll draw on that joy I felt on that day. I felt on that day to get me through the days we're experiencing now. Yeah, you know what? Focus on the good stuff. Remember the good stuff. Revel in the good stuff. And have a great day, week, month, or year when you can. That's the way I see it, because we can let lots get us down. And I'll say this, though. I am happy that so many Americans don't let only politics determine if it was a good year or a bad year for them. Have the Saints found their quarterback of the future? We'll find out from Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak after the news.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.